The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for Other People's Problems, OPP for short. They're all available on the Odyssey app. Nobody, huh?
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
We just got a complaint from Costco Jamie saying our app is spelled weird.
I just think people say that because you say that. So maybe if you set a good example, people would follow suit.
Mm. I don't know. If I say the word Odyssey to anyone from birth to death, they immediately walk up to a computer and hit O.
Unless you know what Odyssey company is called.
Yeah, but okay, all I'm saying is, like, I read the Iliad, the Odyssey. These are Greek tragedies. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not spelled A-U-D.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time for Lucy today. No, we're going to help Lucy. She's trying to figure out if her boyfriend has a problem or not.
Probably.
Do you know how many people hate this part of your personality?
So many people just went...
Lucy?
Yay.
Yay. What's going on? How can we help?
So I have been dating my boyfriend for a few months. And everything is great, except, like, I kind of don't know what to make of this one thing with him.
Oh, boy.
He is, like, constantly gambling and betting on sports. There's, like, apps on his phone where you bet and make games or make parlays or whatever.
Okay.
I love that you don't know the lingo, because I don't know that anybody in this room are degenerates. Not that I'm calling people who do, but it's like...
Look who took a side early.
I'm just saying, no, because every single one of my male friends, it's...
Yeah, mine too. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your no?
No.
Really? Not even on...
What? He's
a sports fan.
Tattoos, beard, fits the profile.
Yeah, but I think
he's judge
just,
a book by its cover.
Yeah, I think he's a little too fiscally responsible.
Okay,
and thank God, because I'm not.
I'm talking about my rich friends who are very fiscally responsible. Mm, definitely,
the richer you get, the less fiscally responsible you get.
And when it's also definitely my friends too who aren't wealthy and probably shouldn't be spending.
Yeah.
Like it's just
But I sorry, we're gonna let you continue with this, Lucy. But I'm just saying. Remember? Does anybody remember 15 years ago when it was like, I know a guy who smokes weed, and then it's like, I know a guy who doesn't. is more rare, like
me.
The gambling is now weed, like
is it
yes!
that big?
Okay, it is, but well, that honestly, doesn't mean that it's good.
Oh, she's got a point.
Sorry, Lucy, what were you gonna say?
Well, honestly, that's how it sounds from here, too, because, like, I talk to all my girlfriends about it, and most of their boyfriends also have, like, a bunch of these betting accounts. So I don't know if it's normal these days or if I'm going crazy, to be honest.
Okay, so what are you asking? Like, we could just jump right in and just keep batting this around, but, like, do you think this is enough reason, I mean, to not be with him?
Maybe.
I mean, that's part of it. It's like, I just don't know if I'm overreacting to something that's normal or if I should be concerned at any point. And like, when would I even know what that is?
So you're trying to decide if this is a deal breaker.
I'm trying to decide if it's a problem that I like
need to address.
To tell him is a problem.
Here's the problem. She keeps saying this one word that's making me crazy. It's normal. And it has definitely become normal.
But
like starting in COVID,
does that make it good?
Right. It's like starting in COVID, it became real normal to like down a bottle of wine every single night.
Right. And now we're all fighting our lives out of that.
We sure are. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. But I mean, because now if you watch a game, they have the odds. Like they'll bring up
the commercials or the announcers coming out going, hey, you could parlay or whatever. Like right now, if you like bet on this guy or this, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's a
thing. Let me ask a question. Is this once a week with his favorite team, or is this every game that's ever on or somewhere in the middle?
It's like not even when a game is on. It's just what he does when there's nothing else going on his phone.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That might be addiction.
No, yeah. But you jump on Wordle. It's like his Wordle.
Okay. You're not losing money on Wordle.
Maybe he's not losing money either. Maybe he's good at it.
There's no way he's not losing money.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of my friends who do it are, okay, here's a fact about people who gamble. They definitely show you receipts when they win.
Sure.
You don't hear from them
when they lose.
Correct. So to my knowledge, they all make a truck ton of money at this.
But how much did they have to bet?
I don't know.
To get to that point.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And is it, even if it is more common, is it just a slippery slope? Like, should we be concerned that, I don't know what the number is, 90% of males under 30 are right. just gambling all the time. Like, should we be worried about that? Or do we just
obviously
go,
we're not because we legalized it everywhere.
I don't know if that's about problem or the world wanting to make money.
Well, I remember being with buddies like we went to a wedding. I think it was Wisconsin, and I forget where some of them lived, but their apps started working because wherever they live,
it does
it's illegal.
Work.
And as soon as we're in this other state.
So they had a non-functioning app in their hometown.
Because they travel sometimes. And sometimes they want to jump on. And I mean, it's like we're getting ready for a wedding. People are tying ties and stuff. And they're all placing parlays and like in watching
the football
game.
Why is parlay the only gambling word anybody in this room knows how to say?
They're taking the under and all sorts of.
All right. So 303-222-5423. Here's the thing. I think this is mostly men. Like I think we need a lot of women to call and go, is this just, do not be mad at me, but like you guys do a spa day or whatever and it costs you $200 and they just go, I just have $200 on DraftKings. Wah, who cares?
$200 or every day $200?
The frequency really matters.
Yeah, because if it's like, oh, when the Broncos play or when whoever, what are other teams? The Nuggets, yes, when they play, I go ahead and I put a little bet on them. Okay.
I know, but then if you're watching the game.
Your college team is playing and I've got to get a bet in because what are we doing?
But a spa day will never make you money.
Never.
There's not even a chance.
No, but it's great for my mental health.
Yeah, and losing. This
ever,
is just a spiral.
Big?
No, I haven't. At the spa. Lucy, I'm going to the spa.
I don't know that we're helping you right now, but I think we can. Because here's the deal. Everyone in this room agrees that it's normal.
Mm-mm.
It's normalized.
I don't sit around
behavior.
With men who do this all the time. I think maybe that's
because you only sit around with one man.
That's not true. I have friends with husbands. I have a brother.
I don't think they talk about it. I'm telling you right now, I bet you have a lot of like betting widows in your friend group.
What is a betting widow?
Like women are just like, when a game is on, like you're talking about Broncos, and all of a sudden you go like, wait, Bo Nix usually runs in a touchdown, but he hasn't yet. And then you go on one of these sites and they go, odds are now plus 650 for him to do it. And you're like, okay, I'm going to hammer that.
No, we are absolutely losing the plot of life. Period.
But we were losing the plot to 1,000 different things.
But this
we're losing
give
it
me
to the weed
ick.
And the Kardashians and the Real Housewives. So what's wrong with him losing the plot to?
Because he's also losing money.
But also,
we don't know that.
Yeah,
Lucy, say out loud. You know for a fact he's lost a ton of money. You don't.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
bullied her.
I kind of don't know at all. Yeah.
You don't know.
So unless he's coming home and paying for something.
Okay, but I remember, there was a while where I would go to the casino with my friends. So it's gambling. It's similar. Yeah. And I remember it's like, if you go in with a limit, let's say it's $20, and I lose the $20. Well, I would have spent $20 to go to a movie with my friends. I would have spent $20 to go mini golfing with them. Like, I'm out the money for the entertainment of the
100%.
Evening. So there's an element that of, like, if like the spa. Well, you're going to be out some money because you just need to entertain yourself somehow. So maybe it's not bad. Mm-hmm.
But
no.
The second you're at the ATM and it's 3 a.m.
No, you're not with your friends. You're alone in a dark room right before bed.
No.
You're not with your friends.
You're texting about it.
You are
maybe.
Texting.
It doesn't matter. You're
Lucy,
not texting
about
it.
Hang
on.
We're just
going to
fight. Thank you for causing this. Hang on. Don't move. We'll get you advice once we shut up.
I placed a big bet on us arguing. I'm doing really well now.
Did you parlay it? Okay. So I just think it is, I know you don't like this word, but it's been normalized. How do I say this without you being mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at men.
But if everyone's
doing it.
But if you found a man who doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like,
thank you.
Great. But like she's about to dump a perfectly good dude because he's doing something that 90% of other dudes are. So good luck, Lucy, finding that 1 in 10 who doesn't.
Do you really truly think it's 90?
Yes.
And also, I'm not necessarily saying dump him. I'm saying talk to him. Maybe it's like you gotta have a budget for the week. No more than $200.
You've been dating 3 months, are you gonna tell me how to spend my money? Good luck.
Depends
with
how serious
that.
It is.
Yeah.
Hack can't take a side right now. I get it, but no way.
Why
are you talking?
Can't he?
Because he's been happily married and she controls the
and also,
cat.
I've like, also been happily married for a long time. Had I been a single male throughout my 20s, mm-hmm. into my late 20s, I could see myself getting into it.
100%. You'd be
for
more
sure.
of a gamer if
without,
you were single
without
longer.
The smart wife telling me stop
Don't
doing
do that.
I could
yes.
definitely see it.
I think that Lucy has to decide if this is a red flag or a beige flag. Is
or
it,
no flag at all
no,
in this
if it's
year.
Beige, it's just she doesn't like it, but we move on.
Yeah, 3-1 odds it's a beige flag, probably.
Oh my, I'm going to tackle you.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem, it's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9. Hack, are you done with all the little 3-1 odds on the, like...
I can't disclose. I've placed other bets on how this segment's going to go. So.
Lucy was on the phone. She's got a guy, and the closer they've gotten, the more she realizes he gambles.
But he's kind of perfect otherwise. She really likes him, but I think she's trying to decide if she can handle this.
I know I brought up the pot analogy earlier, but like I think 20 years ago, knowing a guy who smokes pot, you'd go, everything's perfect about him, but he's got this red flag. He smokes okay. pot. Now, smoking pot is not a red flag.
Unless you're not interested in it.
But I mean, for the most part, good luck finding a guy in Colorado who doesn't dabble. I know, I don't. Your man doesn't. But yeah. like...
Right, but there's something about this that just seems a little reckless. And if you're trying to build a secure future, I don't want you spending your money...
But what if that's how you feel about pot? Too. Like you're yeah. allowed to, I guess
oh,
to
totally.
My point, you're
yeah.
allowed to decide what is a red flag for you.
What was the text? Somebody texted about stocks.
Would she feel this way if it was stock, if he was trading stocks?
Yeah.
It's gambling.
Yeah. I don't love it either.
But it's somehow more accepted because it's the New York Stock Exchange and not DraftKings.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
That is true. It is more accepted.
There's an argument that I know more about sports than I do these companies.
100%.
Like I'm doing research and stuff. I already know all this.
Yeah. I know that LeBron's hurt and I mm-hmm. don't bet on, I don't know who he plays for anymore.
The Lakers.
Oh God.
Oh no.
What was she going to say? You just talked to her as Desiree.
Yeah. She said that her husband makes a lot more money than she does. And she said that she can't tell him how to spend it. He spends a lot on, they have like shared hobbies, but he also has hobbies of himself. I'm paraphrasing what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And he spends more than she would on some of those hobbies, but they weren't gambling. I'll just say that it was,
well, and
it's not like paintball. Like it's
that's
a different
thing. As long as all of the bills are paid, whatever, but also you've only been dating this guy for 3 months. It is kind of, mm-hmm.
yeah, what if the bills aren't getting paid? What if yeah. you want to have kids and he's not willing to save because he wants to.
Yeah, if you're in if you're married, you're in a groove of we
right,
know
yeah.
how the money kind of goes and stuff. But I agree.
I know, but you got all these what ifs, and but like
dating is what if,
right? But like, do you ever stop and do the positive what ifs?
No,
that's what I'm saying. All you're doing is saying, what if he's not paying the bills? What if he's cleaning up on BetMGM?
Yeah,
like do the positive what ifs.
I have a feeling.
I know, but it's so funny to me that you can sit here and write all the scenarios, but only worst case.
Because then I can prepare for it, but that's why I'm going to therapy.
Are you? That's great.
That felt very weird. Also, Hack, did you have a bet on that?
I did, yeah. Took Erica to see Aaron, -800. Oh.
Oh my God.
Josh?
Yo.
What do you think? Is this gambling bad, or what do you think of this thing?
Basically, you guys kind of hit on it. I think if you stick within like a confined budget, and if your losses are your losses and you cut them, you're good. But then if, you know, you're able to make money and then like bridge to the next budgeted allotted money, that could be equivalent to a spot there or something. I think it's fair. The other key aspect on this matter is transparency. If he's not transparent, it's bad news.
That's good mm-hmm. advice there. The budget, like they've only been dating a few months. She can't go, okay, and then I'm going to budget this and you're going to budget this.
That's what mm-hmm. I said when anybody suggested you telling somebody you've been dating 3 months, we're going to talk finances. No, we're not.
Yeah.
We can talk long term. Here's what I see maybe happening if and when we cross that bridge. We're not crossing that bridge. Even if I'm madly in love with you at 3 months?
If she decides to have that conversation with you after 3 months, you don't want anything to do with her because she's being smart?
I think she's being presumptuous.
Future? What if she's just planning for the future?
It's my money.
She's
relax.
Not telling you what to do. She's just saying...
She's telling me to make a budget. It. I don't...
Look, yeah. I also don't like a budget. I don't like when I'm told what to do.
Right.
But if someone came to me and said, I see a future with you, what's wrong with you envisioning a future?
3 months.
I was all the way in on 3 months.
Okay. And Dane would have been cool with you saying, I think you spend too much money on beard oil. I'm just trying to think of what he spends his money on.
Maybe, maybe not. I didn't. Okay. I'm the one who was spending too much
money. Because there are those things like, if I first start dating my wife and I might really like that she has her nails done all the time. And then all of a sudden I realize, oh, that costs a lot of money every time. Now, yeah. I feel different about it, but that's not really fair.
Josh, do you gamble? Are you one of these guys?
So I'm on the apps, there but I wouldn't necessarily say I'm fully
No one does. Nope. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, no, I have it. I mean, I have it.
I make my money, and I can spend some on gambling, but also, you know, my bets do not exceed like $5 to $10.
That's good.
So okay.
Every friend I is 5 to 10.
All of mine are too. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many are there?
5 to 10. Oh. Like my buddies bet. Right. Oh. Yeah, and they only show you the winning days. But okay, here's what I'd like to do. I would like to do a little wager in this room right now.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like women to text in, yes, my man gambles on the apps, or no. And Erica, you and I, we're going to see, because you think it's still a beige flag. I don't think it's a flag at all. I think it's like going, he eats at McDonald's. We all know fast food's bad for you, but it's just a fact of life.
Mm-hmm. eats at McDonald's. So many texts are saying, my husband and his friends do not gamble.
That is okay.
You gotta check his other phone.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay,
I swear.
Men are scumbags. I'm glad we figured that out.
303-222-5423. Yes, my man gambles, or no, he doesn't.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.